Because we're a bit pushed.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Damn straight.
All right. And welcome.
Is this internet radio?
This is internet radio, but that is not here. But we cannot hear you, so we would appreciate it if you would find. We would love it if you found an active fucking mic.
Am I allowed to swear on this radio?
I've been advised by my attorneys that you are allowed to swear on this radio.
We are bandcasting. We are not broadcasting unless somebody is.
Fantastic.
Oh, this stuff is good.
My name is Tux. You might know me as one of the operators on 2600Net, or you might know me from my other work, including.
But it's not Wednesday yet.
At least it's not better.
It's a screaming frog.
And to put it away, aren't we all screaming frogs?
We're all screaming. Like.
Actually, I think it's a toad, but whatever.
The only reason I'm going to ask is because it seemed like that was either queued up on your phone or that you have that as a file like in your recent downloads. Like it's.
I will be quite frank. I listen to it and it puts me to sleep at night. I don't need more alcohol. What I do need is water.
Well, this is water.
That's not water.
It's Spiritus Rectio Fecuani.
I don't need an erection. I need water.
Is this working? Set.
96% alcohol by volume, holy shit.
What's your headphones
on? I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
My Metro card.
I'm scared
card.
To talk.
Actually, this has been great. I've been talking to whoever's listening all night, and I'm really making some breakthroughs. I feel like I'm making a lot of progress on a lot of the things
don't
that we've been talking about.
I'm
just kidding.
About?
Oh, no. Everything, just my my problems with my father, who I hate, by the way. Still hate him. I'm just kidding, by the way. None of that happened. We were talking about, like, elevators. We were talking about the phone system. I don't believe he fell on an elevator. I thought he fell on a Segway, right?
No, there's a masking tape over there with, like, a form. What is that called?
An outline of the floor. It says next to the,
Is that mic on?
No, it is on. He's just far away. He just eats his words.
I used to go to an art high school. I had a lot of friends who were gay.
Can I have that Polish vodka and stuff? Is there a chaser?
Get myself here.
It's alcohol.
I don't know.
That's like powerful. I am Kurt Cocaine, by the way. What's up? I don't know what's going on.
Right now, I'm being held hostage by four, five. I don't know. I'm being held hostage, so please
send
alcohol. Yeah. That's or send chasers, actually.
I'm a drunk pimp.
Office.
Hello?
Yes, Captain Muggs.
How's it going?
How can I help you?
Let me just be honest with you. I want you to start living as a gay woman.
That's Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Okay.
You probably have the wrong number because we don't do anything like that.
No. Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tux.
Is this a soundboard, Dr. Phil prank call?
No, this is actually a prank call.
By Dr. Phil.
Not by Dr. Phil. It's a prank call with a soundboard
that's
of Dr. Phil.
That's what he just said.
Can we do a prank call on the air?
I have no idea. That's not my computer.
Well, whoever's computer this is actually going to die in 17 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I guess we only have 17 minutes. Folks, we're going to die in 17 minutes. So right now is the time to contribute on Patreon. Patreon.com/ whatever the hell we're doing. And if you join at the $5 a month level, you can qualify right now to be entered in a sweepstakes to win a chance. To win some discarded empty liquor bottles that we have left over in the studio right now.
Your
mom
is
an empty
username?
Discarded liquor bottle.
What is your Patreon username?
Dad.
Is it just... Oh, no, he was talking about Patreon.
Oh, no, I was just joking. I'm just making fun of people who do that. Like,
shit.
They're just, you know, trying to make
this
a video.
I am not... I'm sober, and I'm like, I act like I'm the drunk one.
Yo, hit my SoundCloud.
Drop a sick beat.
Boom.
somebody died.
What is happening?
Tux is responsible for the creation of the TuxNet malware.
I created TuxNet, and I'm fucking over the government every day.
He infected Stephen Hawking's wheelchair.
S to the E to the R to the gay just walked in. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what? Did I just hear you? Oh my god, oh my god, are we live over there?
Of course.
I didn't know.
Yes, you are.
What the fuck? That's...
Yeah, Stephen Hawking is always live.
Do we have glasses for this water?
Yes.
Wait,
this is water.
Yeah.
No, it's highly regulated water.
The glasses are on your face.
If I understand correctly, it's 96% water.
I can't believe it's not water.
It's on. I just heard my feedback.
You guys have headphones over there. Just put them on somewhere.
You can share it with me.
Oh, wait.
I don't need mics.
May I propose that we speak about the recent allegations coming from Barrett Brown?
Let's talk about Joe.
All right, all right. I wasn't here. Who saw it and wants to talk about it?
I saw it. It was funny.
What are you talking about?
We have a friend. Do we say his name? Do we say the name?
We can say his first name and where he's from.
His name
is
Joe.
I think I'm about to be dragged into something much larger.
This is Boston Joe, whom we affectionately refer to as Joe.
From Boston.
From Boston. And Barrett Brown came outside the Hotel Pennsylvania and accused Joe of being an FBI agent.
Well, now my question is was he an FBI agent?
No. Well, Kurt has an answer.
It's too big for me.
Notice how there's not a direct answer? Kurt, yeah, I'm Kurt, already Kurt sketchy. That's sketchy.
Kurt, you're fucking...
Kurt just said he's...
I'm not an FBI agent. I'm an FBI informant. It's totally different.
In all honesty,
Kurt,
there was an FBI agent named Joe here.
Well, to be fair,
probably more
Joe's
than one.
In Joe's credit, he's from Boston. But Joe is not an FBI agent. He's a good friend of ours, and Barrett Brown yelled at him for like 30 minutes about being an FBI agent. But he's not an FBI agent.
Oh, paranoia. It's a hell of a drug.
Pursue those FBI agents.
No, I'm just laughing because like...
Hashtag funded.
Like, it looks like a scene from World Star. I was laughing. Like,
I was not present for it.
Also, if you donate at the Patreon $10 a month level, you get a list of FBI agents we've already unmasked. So make sure to subscribe. No.
Of course we do. It's on our SoundCloud.
If you go to... My Bitcoin address...
It's one.
One. Wait,
no.
Spell out the Q32.
Spell out the QR code.
3QF4FFF14A.
Wait, no. Do it in phonetic alphabet for our listeners.
3, 4, F.
No.
Foxtrot.
No, yeah. Foxtrot.
Foxtrot. Oneer. Foxtrot. One. Whiskey.
X-ray.
Golf. Tango.
Brando.
Whiskey. Tango. Foxtrot.
November. Alpha. March. Bravo.
X-ray.
Lima. Alpha.
Axl Rose.
Zulu.
The best.
Why as
P
in
as in pterodactyl
or E as in I E as in I die I die
E as in I P as in pterodactyl
yeah, it's a
Oh, let's do a game. I just thought of something.
Instead of a Genesis
What's your
blog,
game?
Let's prank call the. Let's prank call Brad in Albany, Oregon.
No. I'm just gonna do a game. Like, can you please like spell fuchsia? Like, just using a call sign, but you have to be fast.
UCH. Foxtrot Uniform Sierra Charlie Hotel Indigo Alpha.
Foxtrot Uniform Sierra Charlie Indigo.
We won already because you already spelled, dude.
There might be more than one prize.
Well,
we don't know.
No. Actually, that was more of an internal test. That means I'm sober enough to have another drink. So thanks, guys, for throwing that one out there. I appreciate that.
This is Kilo Romeo Alpha Delta.
Also, I've definitely not been the one on the air saying that my call sign is KC2FUK.
I really need some fucking water.
That's water.
That's not 99%. Water.
Why do you need water for fucking?
Wait. Sure it is.
Here.
Fuck you. I'm not drinking shit.
Tox, that's water.
Harmless water. Harmless water.
I'll drink it.
This is what we drink in Eastern Europe.
No, what? How do you say water in Russian,
Sergey?
Wait,
can we not get a phone to prank call?
You have a phone in front of you.
We want it tied in, though. We really need to be able to take calls and also make calls.
Why can't we take calls?
I don't know. This is not my computer. I would try the password of Hunter, too, if there's a lock.
It's unlocked.
Well, what kind of moron would leave a computer unlocked?
I'm going to
I don't know. A moron? Like.
I can set the password.
Hunter, too. How'd you know my password?
Wait,
it's all stars to us, though. It's
just,
I said. Wait, how did you hear what I said? I said all asterisks.
I know Smash Mouth, so I know. Hey now, it's an all star.
Get your game on,
Hunter 2.
How does it
say? I fucked it up. Oh no, I shut it down.
No, it wasn't you. The power that.
We're probably not even on anymore now.
No, we can hear ourselves echoing from outside.
Not for long.
I didn't realize that somebody like we can actually be heard over there.
Why would you hold on? Whose ever computer this was? Why in the fuck is power as a hot shortcut in the bottom of your bar next to applications? You are a fucking asshole.
Touchy.
You know they can't answer your back though, right?
You can answer back if you're at the $15 a month level on Patreon.
On our SoundCloud.
We accept Bitcoin at 3, Foxtrot, Alpha, Alpha.
Echo.
Send us
Echo.
Some Monero as well
Echo.
At...
Echo.
I'm not reading this shit.
Echo.
Fuck this.
Echo.
I'm accepting Bitcoin Cash. No, just kidding.
Hold up your camera.
So which one is it?
So
Bitcoin
I actually, cash. I make music in case you guys didn't know.
Yeah,
well, do you have a mixtape? Or?
Yeah, but it's shit.
It's on his Patreon. It's on.
Are you
and
part
SoundCloud.
Of the Gregorian Chant Band?
Are you part of the Vienna Boys Choir?
This is my track called Arch Linux, July 1st edition. So this is from
last year. It update regularly? Or?
Well, what happened was this is a noise track. It's harsh noise. Here we go.
Oh, wonderful.
Stallman tested, Stallman approved.
That's just Gillette, dude.
Hold on. Receiving data. Oh, there it is.
That's Tuxnet communicating to the botnets.
I think I've been infected. Yep, definitely been infected.
Yeah, you should perform 2 years from now.
What? Actually, wait, if anybody is listening, hey, Alexa, turn the lights on.
Okay, Google, search for loud noises.
Alexa, how do I kill the President of the United States of America?
Oh, God.
That's
definitely a good time. And also, for all of our listeners, of course, that was hypothetical, and it was meant in jest only.
Was it?
As your attorney, it was, yeah.
Also, I'd like to remind you that we're broadcasting from, what, 1867.
Somebody's going to get swatted right now. We're going to say an address. Somebody's going
to
get swatted.
All we're trying to say is Mr. Lincoln did not go to the Ford Theater.
I'll give out my phone number if people call it.
And Mr. Ford did not get it.
Do we have a number we can accept?
Yes, it is number 4 and viewers like you.
Are there still people listening?
If you are listening right now, just call us at 1-4.
If you're listening, blink twice.
6-4.
If you're listening, blink twice.
If you're listening and you're being held hostage and required to listen, blink three times.
Make sure your eyelids brush the microphone of your handset so we can hear how many times you are blinking.
Go ahead and call the police. They can't unblink you.
How do we know if somebody's listening?
What we're going to do is we're going to set up a Patreon. And we're going to increasingly demand more contributions.
If you are listening to this, can you please bring water to the Radio Statler booth?
Can you play some Michael Bolton over here?
I got you, Michael Bolton.
Mm-hmm. Or like, what's his face? George Michael. Like, in memory of Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Just Joe's favorite artist, George Michael. He likes the, what song
is
that?
Are they both from Boston?
Freedom?
No, what is that song of George Michael? Like, you know, no.
Gotta have faith, faith, faith.
No, it's.
I never
Father
heard
again.
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper.
That's the song.
Text Joe. We're playing Careless Whisper.
I am a sovereign citizen and will not conform to the United States of America Incorporated copyright rules.
I started Pursuance Project and Boston Joe's a FBI agent. It's like fuck with them. I'm never gonna laugh again.
I'm never gonna laugh again.
Shemal.
I'm never gonna dance again.
Is this mic even on?
That one is on, I'm pretty sure.
No, that one's on.
Testing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Testing, 83482.
I copied that. That was 23843.
Oh, there I am.
Leo, just play a Michael Bolton.
My name is the Plague.
Mr. The Plague, sir, the accounting sector of the Gibson's working really hard. We got 1 user online. The workload's enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
Blue shot, rabbit, someone tell me what's going
on. Type cookie, you idiot.
And just a reminder, you can have this ringtone if you join at $20 a month. One of the many great benefits you get for being a Radio Statler listener.
I like this song. Nobody's waiting.
I love my glow sticks.
Only 9 hours left to go.
We don't have any effects. I have nice cast here. We're on the air.
I think my Unix system has syphilis. What's STD out?
If you would like to take over the Radio Statler nice cast server, the IP address is 205.
Yo, Leo, can you play
like
the flute version of the Jurassic Park theme?
Yeah, we're taking requests. Right now, also from anybody who's actually contributing.
Wait, by playing music, we're opening up ourselves to copyright problems.
That sounds like a problem for whoever's actually responsible for this station, and not for.
No, we're just gonna play meme songs.
I know what's happening.
Wait, this is a real radio station? I thought we were role playing. You mean I don't have to pay for this? Alan.
Yes, it is. What, have you ever seen the movie?
I'm not that.
That's like the part where they see the dinosaurs.
Like, I was a teenager when Tux was born, so.
True story.
I was in the ward where Tux was born.
On kazoo.
Don't run, jump, or dance while playing the kazoo. Thanks.
Ouch! Oh, hi. You. I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes I get a little quiet when I meet lots of new kids.
Is this the remix? Are we going to do the remix?
Boom. Boom. And kazoo.
Just tired, the wire. I think I deserve a little appreciation.
What's the song?
Just play it and hope the volume drowns out the pain of everything else.
You guys like merch though?
Is the broadcast in stereo? Can we do some wacky stuff? Like, we'll make like the left speaker a different thing than the right, and like we'll play two different streams of music simultaneously?
If you're Van Gogh, every speaker is a left speaker.
do you guys like Murdspo?
Tell me, Johnny, do you play baseball?
Does your mom still go to Dockside Bars?
The Dockside Bars?
Do you play baseball?
My God, it's like I'm looking in the mirror.
G.I. Joe!
Yeah, dude.
Pork chop sandwiches. Oh, shit! Get the fuck out! What are you doing? Go! Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot! Fuck, we're all dead! Get the fuck out!
My God, did that smell good.
Detect it. Did it know go in it? You tell me do things. I done running.
Oh, shit!
G.I. Joe!
This is some serious mashup level stuff going on now. Now we're mixing G.I. Joe with them.
Mad sick. Big Dicks is mad sick. That's not water.
That is water.
I consent. Aggressively consent.
What is that?
Murzbo. Every time.
I'm crying right now. This is regular Toto, and now I'm gonna play Toto in a mall or a supermarket. And now here's Toto in an empty supermarket.
Clean up on aisle 12. Clean up on aisle 12.
He pissed himself again.
The same
as
last
year.
Conductor, we have a problem.
So, for anybody just tuning in, tell us, what was that piece that we just heard?
It's a art piece called Dial H for the radio station.
I've got your permit right here.
Let me tell you about something. I collaborated with a well-known composer, Philip Glass, to produce this piece. We called it Screaming Frogs, and conductor, we have a fucking problem. The conductor in that, what you hear, is driving a subway train, and the man is screaming, conductor, we have a problem.
Brilliant.
This was recorded live, field recording style.
That's really some incredible artwork right there. I am honestly astonished. It's fascinating. You know, you can put yourself in the conductor's shoes. You can put yourself.
I feel like I'm on NPR right now.
I think a pipe just broke.
Yeah, I mean it's fascinating. You can listen to the conductor. We have a problem recording, and you can interpret it so many different ways. I mean, there's so many reasons you could need a conductor. Starting with a problem, but if you have one, if I had a problem and I needed a conductor, I'd probably be saying something along those lines. I'd probably do the same thing. Also, it's raining very hard here in the studio right now.
We have breaking news.
Get your pen and paper ready, you spooks.
Don't forget to dial H.
One. 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 One.
Hello, one. I'm one. Miguel.
Two.
Yes, this is a German one. Postcard. What are you thinking about?
Pie.
What do I do, Lord? Destroy the child. Correct them all.
Five.
One raised to the negative E.
Hacking sex toys has been preempted. Instead, we will bring you a new program. A bunch of fools in the radio nest. Submitted for your approval. For the Midnight Society.
You're watching Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Headlines today. Trump to invite Russian President Putin to the White House. The White House said Thursday that President Trump will invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Washington, D.C. in the fall. News of the invitation capped a week of damage control by the White House after Trump said at a summit with Putin in Helsinki that he didn't see any reason why Russia would have meddled in the 2016 election. Trump's invitation to Putin appeared to catch top administration officials by surprise. This is NBC News correspondent Andrea Mitchell breaking the news to Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats during the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado on Thursday.
The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
Vladimir Putin coming to the...
Did I hear you? Did I hear you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special. Not everyone in the Washington, D.C. establishment is opposed to inviting Putin to the White House. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Thomas Pickering told CNN today, "The president we got is the president we got. The problems we have with Russia are the problems we have with Russia. Not talking never gets you anywhere."
Your call is very important to us. Please stay in line.
If you donate to our $25 Patreon level, we will let you play any sound you would like, including the ones that that your mother made when she made you.
Всегда мороз, стоп, 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 сто земли вертится земля. Come on, baby. Forward march. Come on. Walk. This is their food thing. You will see because they will immediately start to eat off of it. They'll climb on it and they'll stick their heads in it. Nope. Come on. A food dish. Come on, baby. Now to see if they sneeze.
Tonight is the night that SpongeBob and Patrick go camping. Now I will be able to get my beauty sleep.
Inflationary expansion.
We're war dialing. We're war dialing, and this happened to be you. The first number we called was a carrier. Okay.
A carrier of what?
I was the Unix system, and the password was Hunter 2. We've already hacked it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Radio Statler, we have hacked the Gibson. The password was Hunter 2.
Small differences in the microwave background in different directions.
Something to scoop it out with? I've got keys.
This has been observed and agree with predictions.
I really don't. Let's see if there's any trace, if there's anyone listening to these phone calls.
The thermal emission from black holes is important.
You better come over.
represent those that God brings have significant connection between gravity and thermodynamics.
What about this federal reserve transfer note called the Virginia? $900 billion in day goes to that. That'll do.
You know, we're probably potentially the best radio.
Did you know that it's illegal to say I want to kill the President of the United States of America?
My early work with the federal offense,
it's one of the only sentences that you're not allowed to say. Now it's okay for me to say it right then because I was just.
I should say patreon.com forward slash this.
I want to kill the President of the United
States. Podcast sucks.
That the universe had a beginning in the Big Bang 13.7 billion years.
Letting you know that's illegal to say. Let's go with the
technology is supported by the same background of my beliefs.
Patreon doesn't really ask questions.
Your mom doesn't ask questions.
No, she doesn't. I know. We're trying to do therapy. Hold on, we gotta bring this back. We're gonna do therapy. Okay.
Unbelievable.
All right. I hate my mom. That's why I'm here. You know, honestly, I got into hacking because I have a bad relationship with my parents.
Tell me about your mother. What kind of hair does she have?
I'm a little hard of hearing, so.
What kind of hair does your mom have?
What heritage?
Hair.
Oh, hair.
Yeah.
Naturally, or what does she choose?
What does she choose?
She chooses like a lighter, not blonde, but like kind of like lighter than brunette. It's hard to describe.
Yeah. What is she wearing?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm sure she's wearing like a nightie. some kind of nightwear. Sexy sleeper if you play Fallout 3, I'm sure.
Keep going.
But she's got plus one speech.
Hook it up to the phone.
Plus one, you say?
All right, right. For those who are not in the studio, my co-host right now is Babbin. That sound you hear, oh, he's got it out. He's beating it. He's beating it. We're all looking. We're all uncomfortable.
It sounds a little dry to me. We're gonna have to soak that up.
he's simulating a sex act with my mother at this time.
I'm so triggered right now.
Please, for the sake of my mother, who I hate, by the way.
Fuck your mom.
No. We're gonna be switching formats in approximately now. We're gonna be. For anybody who is a Patreon $50 a month level or more, you can continue listening. Otherwise, you have to disconnect right now.
Jolly.
Or we will sue you.
we'll send the disconnect voltage in.
We will be tracing our connections and suing anybody that's listening beyond the next 5 minutes.
But our terms of service state. Our terms of service state.
There's nothing more impressive than the bell system, as it existed in 1995. We're trying our best to be like long-form. Not only are they drowning us out, actually, what we're doing is actually, by the way, it's called stereo sound. We're speaking into the left speaker. I'm trying to coordinate,
but I don't think they're doing that.
It would be a good thought, though. We like, you know, people who have a disconnect directly in the center of their brain would be able to independently listen to both of our.
Disability?
Are you severed? Do you have a severed left and right hemisphere of your brain?
Part of me wants to say no. Tinnitus. Part of me wants to say yes.
Well, I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry, but what was that? I didn't quite catch that. You have tinnitus? It's kind of hard to hear what you're saying.
Did you hear that? Tinnitus.
Cold, dead eyes.
Well,
like
will someone answer that damn
eyes.
Phone?
What?
I'm sorry, as if you were speaking
the phone.
I thought you were telling me about your tinnitus, but I really couldn't hear you over the excruciating
ringing.
Pain that I endure
phone
constantly.
Ring. You're listening to Radio Statler ASMR.
Yeah.
I have tinnitus, but I just faced
out. Now we're going to be listening to the sounds of the dentist office.
Honk, honk.
So what's really ironic about the fact that I'm making light of
this little
tiny, is that I work in an extremely noisy
I'll even
environment
let you hold
and
on
I
to
actually
the tools.
Have tinnitus and hearing loss. So it's hard to hear you and I find this funny.
ASMR.
So it was not actually like induced by anything happening in your ear.
Sexy voices.
AMRS.
AMRS.
That's dyslexic for it.
But it's like
ASMR.
Phantom sound.
Hello, kids. This is Captain Kangaroo. I have somebody in my pouch named Joey.
If you're
you
a Patreon
supporter, Joey.
If you're a Patreon
you
supporter, you can
all
listen
my
to this.
Fries. Joey, you ate all my fries.
God damn it,
Joey. You ate all my fries. Yo, Siri, you owe me a pass. Joey. You ate all my fries.
No,
Joey,
you
ate
all
my
fries.
You ate
Joey, you ate all my fries. Joey, you ate all my fries.
Please contribute
Joey,
to our Patreon so that we can buy some more
fries.
Fries.
Joey, you ate all my fries.
Joey,
you ate all my
fries.
Joey, you ate all my fries.
Joey,
you ate all my fries.
You ate all my fries.
Yeah, mine is definitely ear-related, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's mating season already.
Go the fuck to sleep.
I'm laughing more because people, I think, don't...
Go the fuck to sleep.
Oh no, it's definitely a high-pitched scream.
What are you wearing?
Luke,
I'm wearing pants.
You're listening to New York
on
the radio.
Please stay on the line, and the next available representative
that's true,
will be ready
when,
to
when
assist
you. Noise, it's hard to
if at any time you feel your call isn't important to us, we want to hear it. Go to www.att.com/customer survey. That's www.
Just in case she's listening, I'm turning this fucking thing off. Which she's not.
It's off now.
Dial.com for communities. You are listening to the radio.
Please tag us in your Twitter posts. Twitter, the home of concise, discreet reason discourse. Hashtag Statler is amazing.
Cool credit.
Please deposit 75 cents to complete this call.
You have no money.
Or your call will be disconnected.
You've got mail.
No phone. There is no phone.
God is dead. He has abandoned radio
power. At the tone, the time will be 4:50 in 40 seconds.
41. 42. 43.
Temperature 105.
44. 45. 46.
At the tone, Verizon time will be 4:55.
What are we doing with our lives?
Oh no, somebody figured out how to dial H. Hello? Who is this?
Hey, it's me.
Oh, yo, it's me.
I left my pants in your mom's house. Would you like to?
What I would really like to do right now is just maybe call the hotel switchboard and ask.
And cover.
Can you just have a 6 PM or in the room? Bring your bag. You know, I mean,
we'll call it. No, I got it.
And cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle does to friends on every one of us.
I'm gonna call this holiday in.
What? Talking to the microphone so I can hear you.
I'm gonna call this holiday in.
I'll play this in the background.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express, New York City, Chelsea. For new reservations or to make changes to an existing reservation, press 1. For group sales or corporate business accounts, press 2. For accounting, press 3. For housekeeping, press 4. To be transferred,
you are being transferred to. You are being transferred to.
Huh?
Is Brad Carter here?
Good morning, thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express. Mobile speaking, how may I help you?
Hi, yeah, I'm in room 315 and I need a six-pack of beer stat.
I'm sorry?
I need a six-pack of beer stat. We're really running out here. It's getting bad. It's real bad.
Then you would have to go to the store, sir.
No. You're misunderstanding me. We have run out of beer. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. We need it. We need a six-pack back bad.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
It's everywhere. The beer is everywhere. I need a six-pack. It's everywhere. The beer is everywhere. The beer is
everywhere.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, sir.
We need a six pack! Hurry!
Oh my god, that's been a great idea. Wait, that's the ghost?
Please!
I apologize for the delay.
We need to ask some hotels about the ghost.
Hello? Are you still there? That was housekeeping at the Holiday Inn in Chelsea.
You're listening to Goat 97.
But can they explain Z-Snarks?
I should call and ask.
Hey, Tux.
Should I call and explain ZK-Snarks to?
Hey, Tux.
I don't want to do that shit.
Quantum computing.
Quantum computing is not feasible for a while. We're going to see it in maybe 10 to, not even that, 20 to 30 years. If that's in your threat model, you need to calm down.
Okay, I have a question for you. When quantum computing arrives on the timetable you've established, are my bitcoins at risk?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, none of you guys are experts, so I'll just bring in a more reasonable voice.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure, let's try to introduce a little bit of information on here. I'm pretty sure that Bitcoin itself is just a NSA canary in a coal mine for anybody that does SHA-256 hashing. But that's okay. Once SHA-256 is compromised, the NSA will know immediately.
I study quantum mechanics. I'm good. You're bad. I'm good. You're bad. This is a global scientific Borg takeover.
Oh, have you heard my noise remix of Alex Jones? I do have a 30-second clip of a very creepy thing I made. Would you like to hear it?
Fine, I'll listen to your happy birthday, so.
It's only 30 seconds.
You're listening to Stadler Radio, Whiskey Foxtrot Uniform Kilo.
What fut?
W fuck.
If you're still awake.
By the way, Mr. SNL, I fucking love Mr. Robot. I gotta commend you. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you. I
based the show on my own life. You might not know me, but I'm what's known in the scene as a master hacker.
Very K-Rad.
I invented that, okay? Before that, it was J-Rad, but I made it one better. Jigarad. You know that. Others know that. I don't know that.
Well, that's what makes me really intrigued for season 4.
We're gonna do a lot of new experimental things. We got a little Teletubby crossover. I think I've said too much, but just you wait.
I sincerely believe, and I figured this out from the very first episode, that there is a religious agenda in that show.
Oh, yeah. But go on. I want to hear you articulate it.
Well, I noticed it from the Stallman first episode near the end when someone was holding up a sign. I forget exactly what the sign said. But it had to do with an end of times scenario. And that theme has been repeated throughout the show.
Stallman.
So when the second season came and that Jesus bullshit came
out, I was like,
yeah,
I knew it. With every order.
It's
a shame because it's otherwise a great show.
But I loved your cameo, especially in season two. There's no spoilers, of course. But you did have a cameo in season two.
People say I can't act. Well, I guess I showed him. But I want to go back, hark back a little bit to the first episode, foreshadowing. That was nice of you noticing that. I would also like to say that I believe the crucifixion and resulting stigmata was also a good piece of foreshadowing.
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
I think all my questions are personal, but go ahead.
Were the drugs taking on that you were taking on the show? I heard that they were real. Is that true?
Well, we kept them real in the rehearsals, but then when we actually filmed it, we decided not to use real drugs because it's too unpredictable, man. One time, I was doing a scene. As you might know, I'm like the stand-in for the real Mr. Robot. I'm a sort of a stunt double. That's an industry term. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
So I do all the drugs so they don't have to.
Ah, like a mule.
Well, sort of. I don't know if you're familiar with the drug industry, but
only from what my mom shows me.
Well, I believe I knew your mother, son.
By the way, everybody just tuning in, we're here with creator of Mr. Robot, Sam Esmail, who's in the studio at Radio Stadler with us. Right now.
We have director David Fincher in the background.
Who's
as
giving
well.
Us spoilers for season four and more.
Yes, thank you. I would like to say that there, my identity has been stolen. I am a master hacker and took all necessary precautions, so I believe it might have been a threat. By the various unnamed government agencies that Barrett Brown might elaborate on better than me. And so anyone out there who's going to be...
Oh, look who stepped into the booth is Barrett Brown.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown. Would you like to tell us something?
Please call me Barrett.
Barrett.
Like the gun.
I'd like to ask you, what books are you currently reading?
Dostoevsky.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jason Bourne.
if they're out there, we're here with Mr. Robot creator Sam Esmail.
You know, when my hood is on my back, people can see my face, but when I put it on, I become anonymous.
Can you please tell me more about Anonymous? What does Anonymous mean to you, Mr. Esmail?
It's a big word, I know that.
Well, who is Anon?
And
if you submit money to the station's Patreon, I believe you too can become a member of Anonymous.
He's choking up over here, folks. He's really just taken aback by all the emotion in the booth right now.
I'm holding back tears.
Some real fire in the booth has just walked in.
Sam Esmail needs his beer.
If Sam Esmail doesn't get his beer, he becomes Sam Esfail.
Please, my identity's been stolen once already. I don't want it to happen twice in the past 24 hours.
Hi, this is Barrett. I just want to say I don't approve.
Well, Barrett, have you ever watched the show?
Did you know we got funded?
It's a religious experience, Barrett. I recommend you watch.
FBI, man.
Fucking FBI. I believe there was some drama earlier today about make assembly great again. I'm guessing everyone decided to be a little too high level now. Yes, that's right.
Mr. Esmail, do you have anything to say about the symbol being too high level?
I like to say that we have attendee here by the name of X-Logic X, who gave a really amazing talk about this subject. I believe at Hope, or one of the conferences.
I believe you could get some free assembly with the Four Thieves Collective. They are able to generate assembly in pill form, and you can swallow it, and it turns your insides into robot. They call this new form biohacking. If you're interested in it, you can come up to the Radio Statler booth, and we actually have full containers of biohack fuel. It's called Spurietis Rect Defico Fuck You Wani.
It's oh, I see you speak Latin. That's the way we... That's what we professional use to enter the Matrix.
$300 too much for a Hot Wheels VW Purple Evil Weevil?
Yeah, I could use one too.
Damn! eBay auction closed. I lost my Weevil.
Oh, dang it. Can I get a light off yours? Huh, that's a funny looking cigarette. You roll it yourself?
Yeah.
You got a weak flame on this thing. This isn't one of them clove cigarettes, is it?
No, man. That's the Chronic from Mexico.
Goddamn NAFTA. It's clearly an inferior tobacco.
So does your wife party, too?
Party? We throw a party for 4th of July and Labor Day.
No, I mean party. You know, get high, get stoned.
No! Oh, no, my eyes are turning bloodshot. I'm going on a trip. I look like I'm doped out of my gourd. I'm too high to drive. Off.
We're screening the next season of Mr. Robot. That's a scene from it right now.
How long was I sleeping?
Taking account of current geopolitical.
Am I running? Oh God, I'm talking
affairs.
To myself. That's a side effect of the marijuana poisoning.
Dad, the police are looking for you.
Old Debbie's hippie roommate turned me in for smoking narcotics. Think, girl. Can you still smell the Mary Jane? Oh, no.
Okay. Sheriff Mumford is here.
Afternoon, Hank. What you cooking?
Nothing.
Well, my eyesight ain't what it used to be, but ain't that some kind of smoke coming out of there?
That's the burgers.
Strange smelling burgers. What kind of herbs you putting in there?
Herbs? Oh, God, that's street talk for marijuana.
Jack, yeah.
You're kidding. Your name isn't really Jack, Dan.
No, but in my language. Just get serious. Hit me again, Barkley.
This was
yeah, man, it really tied the room together.
This was a value dog.
Yeah.
Tied the room together.
My rug.
Were you listening to the dude's story, Donnie? Were you listening to the dude's story?
Where she was in the room was, he was dancing for the building.
Breakfast nook.
What? You calling me boy?
No.
Do I look like a small child to you?
Of course not. It's a term of endearment. I just, you know, like, I love you, you love me. Please don't hurt me.
Yes, yes, sally forth. Fetch me my flutey, Dave.
Oh, yeah, boy. I mean, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Shoes, lots of them. Yeah, this is beautiful athletic gear. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta call you right back. Yeah, all right. Mr. Wilhelm.
So, George, have you heard anything about the missing equipment?
No, no, not a thing.
You know, George, there's nothing I hate more than a liar.
Well, there's no room for someone like that in this organization.
Are you feeling all right, George?
Fine. You look a little warm.
It's a chicken nut. You're a terrible liar, George. Look at you. You're a wreck. You're sweating bullets.
It's the Kung Pao. George likes his chicken spicy.
The Dateline, I'm Keith Morrison. And when I was 4 years old, I saw a birthday clown drown in a pool. He just float.
Hang up the phone.
Or I'll hang it up for you.
Who are you talking to?
You! You better hang up that phone. You better hang up that phone or you're in trouble.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, motherfucker. Hang up the goddamn phone. Hang it up.
What number are you calling?
I'm calling your number. You better hang up that phone. If you don't hang it up.
I'm gonna call the phone company on you. Who are you?
I'm not going to tell you who I am. You hang up that phone.
You know who I am. Who are you?
Just hang up the phone. Quit asking questions and hang up. You're going to make me really mad if you don't hang up.
Who is this?
Hang up the phone. Don't ask me that again. Hang it up. Put the phone down.
Nancy, get on the cell phone and call 911 right now. There's some weirdo on the phone here.
Hang up the phone.
He's threatening me.
You better hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Quit playing on my phone and hang up. You called me. You better hang up.
Who is this?
I already told you I'm not going to answer.
No one.
You need to hang up the phone. The phone's not a toy. Just hang up the phone and this will all be over. Hang it up. You're too scared to hang up.
Too scared to hang up?
Yeah, hang it up.
Oh, my finger. I'm giving it a fresh one.
Ass and titties.
Can you talk about extensions?
I was running. No. Yeah, it's in the front.
We want to talk about him?
No, I'll make a joke. I've seen at least the trap.
Oh, yeah. He fucking died.
Yeah.
Okay, he deserved it.
And there's like Tekashi, Rainbow here.
Cut the mic.
Okay.
Aside from that project, I'm also working with some other hackers up in the Boston area on a group called BowSig. It's the Boston Wireless Signal, Special Interest Group. And we're trying to put together a free wireless network.
If you're happy, you're really on a shout. If you're happy,
they're clapping with their feet. This is unbelievable.
I'm not a zine.
No, not like that.
My feet are indisposed and webbed. That's not a camera.
Oh, you have a microphone on there.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I have a permanent mic in front of my face. Check me out, video girl. I have got a microphone. Thank you for talking to me.
I don't know what it was. The only key encryption I like is private.
I like things that don't fit together.
I believe they called him the Exorcist. Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt underscore. Let's see if we can convince her to do us a little rap. Is this Katy Perry? Yeah, what?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Put your face in the mic and make noise with your mouth.
That's right, Stretch Armstrong. Show me just how wide you can go. I just realized there's probably a 5-second delay, so we can say fuck and they'll block it out.
No, we can say fuck and they'll block it out.
Shit. I think I've been doing that fucking thing for the past fucking 2 hours.
The N is silent.
U2's guitarist is called The Edge. But they also have a side. His big.
I texted my brother for pictures. Check this out. Check this out.
Hey,
We even got visuals.
Where's the webcam?
What?
Default.
So this is like
the
song, they can't
That's my brother. One of the defunct.
Here's the joke. It's Jordan.
So when I hear this song, I don't think it's a bad thing. Keep up with it.
Totally where you're having a
range. So which one is it?
What?
Mr. S. Mail, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having us. And again, if you are the patreon.com / Phone Losers of America and you're at the $100 a month or more level, you can get exclusive content from Mr. S. Mail, including previews of season 4
and
of Mr. Robot.
Only $1,000 a month, you can become a member of Anonymous, complete with membership sticker, bumper sticker, ass sticker, and tattoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tolerating this.
Is that pizza in there that you threw away and didn't eat? Oh, I didn't even know
you. Ladies and gentlemen, that music you're listening to is Alvin and the Chipmunks.
What? Yeah, I got some reserve pizza. Yeah, that's called planning ahead. Okay, I have some reserve pizza.
Right. Radio Statler is now able to be taken over by any arbitrary person.
Bye and good
We're
night.
We're out, skitties.